This is Northwest News on KNKX. More than half of the new revenue in Governor Inslee's just-announced budget proposal comes from a new tax on carbon pollution. That's even after Washington voters clearly rejected a carbon tax proposal on the fall ballot. But as 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe explains, research from the nonprofit Nature Conservancy shows Inslee's proposal is consistent with what voters want.
After an election in which only 40% of Washington voters supported a carbon tax, the Nature Conservancy wanted to know the reason why. The organization's director of government relations, Mo McBroom, says they did an exit poll of opponents as well as supporters of the tax.
We found that a significant number of those voters who opposed Initiative 732 did want the state to take action on climate. In fact, they were just waiting for a measure that for them they felt was less confusing or would be more effective in tackling the challenge.
Overall, they found 69% of Washington voters support climate action.
And you see it across the board among Democrats, among independents, and among Republicans.
They also asked what voters want revenue from a carbon tax to be spent on, and they found the strongest majorities went to preventing pollution and protecting natural areas. But 60% also wanted it to go to improving K-12 education. Inslee's proposal would devote half of the $2 billion raised to the school system. Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.